pressure was a lot to like from the opening tip off, opening pass out to Lumsden.
Yeah, look, we got out to a good early start and probably kept it the whole game. So to have that buffer, and you know, Adelaide played tough and strong, and as they typically do. So it was, you know, it was a good hard game for us.
To back up three wins on the road, important to get that win tonight at home.
Yeah, if you got to cash that in from if you win on the road, come back home. To otherwise, if you lose back home after you've won on the road, it's you know, you're not taking advantage of the hard work you did on the road. So it was pretty scrappy out there, and look, I really love our grit and defence. You know, that certainly won the game for us. We weren't sharp with the ball. You know, we gave them too many points from our, you know, decision making with our turnovers, which wasn't an area that we can work on. But that grit that we have is just first class. You count the ones that you tip into yourself and you miss that. No, look, it's Luca's work rate has been outstanding, you know, and you know, he's just finding the right spots, and that's part of it, playing with new teammates. You know, we've got JP and we've got Bryce, that he's still finding ways when they're shooting the ball so we can get in great position for it. And you know, he was outstanding. He was our workhorse tonight, without a question. Oh, without a question, you got to have it. You know, I didn't think we played particularly well, and it's those kind of things that get you the win. You know, normally, it's Greg Heyer doing the hard work, and you know, Greg didn't get in the rotations tonight, but we needed somebody out there, and Lucas was certainly doing that.
Happy with your performance?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, like Trev said, we all played pretty hard. It was gritty. I don't really care about my stat line at the end of the night. I don't really judge how I play on that. It's good, though. I mean, 12 offensive rebounds, that's kind of hard to not be happy with. But just as long as we go out there and play hard, I guess, you know. They're a tough team. They play with a lot of energy, and that's something that we had to match.
I feel like a tough physical game, lots of fouls, lots of bodies crashing everywhere. Did it feel like
that
out the
court? At times it did, you know. I mean, it wasn't. I wouldn't say it was too much more physical than a lot of other games we play. Like, that's just the way some guys play, and you know, I don't mind that. I know Angus doesn't mind that. Derek doesn't mind that. So actually, a lot of guys on our team, we all like to play physically. So I don't think it was too much different.
You got another even spread of scorers all the way across the board. If there's a real
You asking me? Oh, okay, son. Yeah, look, that's you got to have an even spread. You know, when you got four or five scorers in double figures, it's hard to guard. You know, then Jesse came on, hit a couple of threes, and then opens Bryce up and gets to the foul line. So it's a good spread to have. And the best part of us, we're unselfish. We keep the ball moving and finding the open man. Oh, look, I didn't see the instances that you were talking about, so maybe on film I'll watch it. But look, he gets a lot of attention, and it's not the first time. We have to do a better job of protecting him and make sure he's getting good shots out there.
So you've made a mistake in the last three games with wins against the other teams in the top four?
Look, we just look at whoever we play, that's who we play. But obviously, Adelaide are, you know, the best team in the competition last year. They've had a couple of changes, but they kept their core there. And, you know, Creek getting injured early in the game really hurt them as well. But I thought they adjusted well, and they got some guys that play pretty hard.
You've been caught short this season a couple of times on weekends. We've had a backup. So anything different this week, or what's the...
And last double we won. What do you think, caught short?
Yeah, we won by 30, didn't we?
Yeah.
Earlier on, so is there anything you're focusing on the next 24 hours?
Yeah, just keep healthy, get rested, rehydrate, and jump on the plane.
Healthy?
All good.
Nipping off that last...
That's fine.
That's called a vet move, so the coach has sympathy for you and say, okay, you don't have to shoot around on the next day.
Thanks,
guys.
Cheers.